You are listening to the audio production of Assisted Dying, written and narrated by John Wyatt, published by Monkey Nut Audiobooks. Introduction. Death, like the sun, should not be stared at. So wrote the philosopher François de La Rochefoucauld. But that's exactly what we shall be doing in this short book, staring at the reality of death in our society, and at the arguments and controversies that surround the topic. What does it mean to die well? Is it best to die in control? To choose your own way out? Is it best to make a deliberate choice to end it all, at the time and in the manner that you decide? Is suicide always an act of despair and hopelessness, or could it be a responsible way to die? Or perhaps there's a better way to die. Does modern palliative care provide a better, a richer, a more humane option? These are not easy questions to confront. Writing this book has made me think about my own death and those of my loved ones. What will happen in my last hours, days, and weeks? Death and dying are not comfortable topics. They raise uneasy questions and anxieties, reminders of our own frailty and vulnerability, and fears about the impending loss of loved ones. I have found writing this book emotionally challenging, but I'm absolutely convinced we cannot avoid these vital topics. Just as we can't escape being confronted with death and dying in our personal lives, so also these topics have taken on growing importance in the public arena. Scarcely a week goes by without another high-profile media story highlighting the inadequacies of end-of-life care in our health services, or the tragic story of an individual who committed suicide to escape the suffering and indignity of a terminal illness. Some of these real-life stories feature in the subsequent chapters. Sophisticated lobbying campaigns around the world are using these personal tragedies as the driving force to change the law to allow different forms of medical assistance in ending life. Interestingly, there is no agreement on the best form of legislation or even on terminology. As we will see, the different forms of legislation around the world are mutually contradictory. In the Netherlands and Canada, you need to have unbearable and intolerable suffering, but there is no requirement to have a terminal illness. In many US states, on the other hand, you need to have less than 6 months to live, but there is no requirement to have any degree of suffering. Here in the UK, assisted dying bills are being debated in both English and Scottish parliaments. So what are the forces that are driving this demand for a change in the law? Is it about individual choice and control over our lives, what philosophers refer to as personal autonomy? Or is it about controlling unbearable physical suffering? Is it possible to construct a law which has an internal logical consistency and is robust and safe in practice? Of course, these are much more than philosophical, political, or legal issues. We must never forget the personal tragedies and fears that lie behind the public debates. If we wish to understand the full human reality of what is going on, then our first responsibility is to empathize, to try to comprehend the suffering, fear, and desperation which many people face at the end of life. This is not an easy discussion, and the public debate is often emotive, confused, and confusing. I have tried to make this audiobook as up-to-date as possible, but the target is continually moving, and to my frustration as an author, fresh developments are occurring almost weekly. The audiobook is intended for lay people and does not presume any medical knowledge. But I hope some health professionals will find it instructive as well. I'm very grateful to many friends and colleagues who have contributed to the development of this book and who have read earlier versions of the manuscript. However, of course, I remain responsible for any errors that remain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?